Kendrick has plenty to sing about this Thanksgiving. 6 years ago, while preparing for the Thanksgiving holiday back in 2008, Karen died after over-medicating to help ease her severe back pain.
They gave me a 0% chance to live. They said because it had soaked through every organ and my tissues and that every organ was failing.
She went into a coma and was put on a ventilator for 7 days. Doctors told Karen's parents, longtime leaders at Miracle Tabernacle Church, if she did wake up, she'd be a vegetable for the rest of her life. Again, Karen's mother prayed, asking for yet another miracle after seeing her daughter raised from the dead. Her prayers were answered. Karen's doctors, stunned.
What I hope is that they will get the faith that will move mountains, mountains being anything in their life that they don't think they're capable or something that can't be moved.
Karen shares her story through her recently published book, A God Interruption. It's a message she hopes will touch others, especially now as the holidays are a painful reminder for those who are without their loved ones, void of hope, and in some cases, thinking of days gone by. She hopes others will be inspired and renew their faith, believing for healing, whether it be a broken heart, crippled spirit, or other crushing circumstances.
Towards the end, whenever I was fixing to be discharged from Tulane, every doctor, every specialist, every nurse, every person in that hospital, they came around and everyone was in full agreement that God did what was done. That, you know, medicine is not even capable of doing what was done.
Meanwhile, Karen continues to use her gift of playing her piano by ear and her newly discovered gift of writing to help others believe that faith is a key to overcoming anything, even what seems to be the impossible.